Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote a whole lot of shows during musical theater's golden age in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and you've probably heard of many of them. So, you know which was their personal favorite? Well, it was Carousel, which became a big hit not long after their groundbreaking show Oklahoma. In fact, the two productions were in theaters on opposite sides of 44th Street in the Broadway Theater District in New York City from 1945 to 1947. In 1999, Time magazine declared that Carousel was the best musical of the 20th century. That's quite a claim, given how many shows came along over that era. Whether you agree or not, it is a top-notch show, and you have a chance to see it this coming weekend at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music. Faculty member Diane Lala is directing it, and she's here to talk about it this evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
Rodgers and Hammerstein loved it. Why is this show a favorite of yours?
Well, I think it's my favorite, Rodgers and Hammerstein, as well. The score is just glorious. And of course, there's so many songs in it that people know. If I Loved You, June Is Busting Out All Over, and of course, a song that's become a bit of an anthem, You'll Never Walk Alone. The show's got beautiful dance sections in it and a lot of really deep characters.
Oklahoma is often cited as a show that established the way musicals would be shaped for years to come, with the songs integrated into the story and that sort of thing. But Carousel pushed that even further in a number of different ways. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what they started with Oklahoma became even more, I don't want to say elaborate, but more, they ingrained some of these things even more into this production.
Well, of course, Oklahoma is famous for its dream ballet. And I know a number of people tried to incorporate dream ballets into musicals at that time. But really, Agnes DeMille was so ahead of her time with that. The dream ballet in Carousel, actually, within the 12 minutes of dance, you learn more about the character Louise, who is Billy Bigelow's daughter, than you would in 50 pages of dialogue. You see how she lives, you see how she is treated, how she is rejected. So the plot keeps forwarding in the dance. Another interesting thing about Carousel is, instead of having an overture, Carousel has a prologue, which is all music. It's about a 7-minute sort of mimed and somewhat danced movement that shows you the amusement park complete with a carousel. So that was very different. The first solo song you hear isn't actually by the female lead. It's by the secondary lead. So that was also unusual.
So it's different in many ways, used some of those innovations in ways to be even more effective. You mentioned a minute ago that there's so much music in this. In fact, some people think that this show is as much like an operetta as it is a musical theater piece, as of course there's spoken dialogue, but there's a great deal more music, probably more music than in almost any of Rodgers and Hammerstein's shows.
Absolutely. A number of opera companies do it. I think you could say it's almost an opera because of the type of singing and the stamina that's involved. Billy Bigelow has the famous soliloquy towards the end of Act One, and parts of that song a lot of people know, but you see his whole thought process in adjusting to the fact that he's going to have a baby. And that it's going to be a boy and he's going to name it Bill. And then all of a sudden, wait, what if he is a she? And you see him adjust to the, I could have a little girl and oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I have to be there to support her. So you see so much character come out through some of these songs.
Very early in the show, the sequence that's often called the bench scene, with If I Loved You being the sort of central element of that, you really see the distinction between Billy and Julie, but you also see their emotions evolve across that scene. That was something that Oklahoma started to do, but something that other musicals, prior to what Rodgers and Hammerstein did there in the 1940s, the musical numbers were just sort of little diversions in a show. These really advanced character.
Right. The bench scene, once the music starts, it doesn't really stop. And what's interesting about it is, in addition to the big swooping love song of If I Loved You, there's recitative in it. There's even spoken dialogue that is rhythmic. And then there's also spoken dialogue that's set into music. Usually, if a musical number has dialogue in the middle, you go into what's called a vamp, where the orchestra just keeps playing the same couple of measures over and over till they hear the word that they need to go on. That is not the case in Carousel.
Yeah, it's almost like underscoring that you'd have in a movie. It very much it sets the mood, the atmosphere for many of the scenes, particularly in this one that we're talking about. You mentioned the choreography. Agnes DeMille, certainly probably the most legendary choreographer for the musical theater stage. She choreographed Oklahoma, and she did Carousel. I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about this. You are a choreographer, and I presume you are doing the choreography for this in addition to staging the show. So can you talk a little bit more? Do you use DeMille's choreography for this, or do you create more of your own, or is it both?
It's a little bit of both. There are some very iconic moves that are Agnes DeMille's that you kind of look at and go, well, it doesn't really get much better than that, does it? And then there are other things that I've changed. So I'd say I have some of Agnes DeMille's choreography. I certainly pay homage to it. And then some of my own. When this show dances, it dances. That June is busting out all over, suddenly has a dance break at the end. And then, of course, there's the blow high, blow low dance called the hornpipe. They're just these big bursting dance numbers. And you get a sense of the people, of what they're going through, who they are. Blow High, Blow Low is a little bit of a battle between fishermen and the sailors with who gets the girls. So there's a lot of great dancing in the show.
I wonder if we can turn in another direction slightly here. You put on shows, of course, to entertain people, but you also do this to train your students, your actors, musical theater majors, many of whom, almost all of whom, are aspiring to professional careers. Why is Carousel an important show to them in terms of their training?
The kids were so excited when we announced Carousel. In our 4 years that we have a student, we really try our very best to give them a broad range of the types of shows that they'll do. So every 4 years or so, we try to do a classic piece of musical theater. As you said, a number of years ago, we did Oklahoma. This is Carousel. Later this school year, we're doing American Idiot, completely different. A couple of years ago, we did Singing in the Rain, which is a big tap show. Les Mis, which is a more contemporary show. So we try to give our students a variety of styles that they have the opportunity to perform in.
Anything you want to say about your performers in this? This show launched a lot of careers. Maybe the names aren't quite so well known today, but John Raitt, who's probably better known these days as Bonnie's dad.
Right.
But he originated the role of Billy Bigelow. Gordon McRae was in the film. Howard Keel did a revival of it. Robert Goulet played the role on television. So who's your Billy Bigelow?
Our Billy Bigelow is Ben Biggers, and I guarantee you will hear of him again. Our cast is just wonderful. I can't tell you what a joy it is to teach in this program, to be able to work with the talent we have. It's a joy for me, and I know it's a joy for the audience. These kids really, not only do they sing, dance, and act, but they have really thought about the characters, the work they do. They're very dedicated to their craft.
Well, you out there listening have an opportunity to get a taste of what does go on there at CCM with this production. Carousel opens on Thursday evening at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music's Corbett Auditorium. Performances continue through Sunday matinee. For more information, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with CCM faculty member Diane Lala about her upcoming production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel next weekend. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.